Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Father, forgive them. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. What an amazing statement. Father, forgive them, those who are in the process of crucifying me, those who are in the process of literally killing me. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. He even makes an excuse for those people. Why is he doing that? See, Jesus wanted something. Jesus wanted those who were crucifying him, those who were literally taking his last breath, to be with him for all eternity. Because see, when your sins are forgiven, then you can be with God in heaven. So, Father, forgive these men who are literally killing me, because Father, I want them to be with you and me in the joys of paradise forever. It's an amazing statement. God so wants us in heaven that he will even forgive his executioners. God so wants you with him forever. See, we have a God who brought us out of Egypt not because he's mad at us, but because he delights in us. He loves us. He is enamored with us. As it says in Isaiah, when God thinks of us, his heart pounds. Like in the cartoons, remember that? Like, that is how much God loves you. That's how much God loves all of us. We got some grandmas here with a little grandchild who will be baptized. Have you ever seen a grandpa or a grandma look at their grandchild? Times a trillion is how God looks at us. Do you believe that? Do you really believe that God delights in you, loves you? I hope so. It's my prayer. If you don't know that, if you have not experienced that, beg God for Easter. The one thing I want, the one thing I want for the rest of my life is just for a second to know your love for me. And therefore, this week, I've got a little project for you. I want you to find someone in your life, maybe at work, maybe in your family, maybe a neighbor, maybe someone who lives across the street, maybe it's someone you meet at Jerry's, or somebody you meet on the street near Nativity in St. Paul. It doesn't matter. And say to that person, I can hardly wait for Easter. What are you going to say? I can hardly wait for Easter. And they're going to say, why? Do you like Easter eggs? And you're going to say, yeah, but there's something even greater than Easter eggs, even greater than chocolate, even greater than chocolate-covered bunnies. Not chocolate-covered, that's bad. But anyways, you know what I meant. Sorry, kids. And that is, on Easter, I'm going to go to church. What are you going to say? On Easter, I'm going to go to church. And it's going to be wonderful. There's going to be all these people there, and we're going to be there together. I can hardly wait to see some people that I've not seen for a while, visiting or whomever. And they're going to look at you and scratch their head. And they're going to say, bring me with you. Because anyone who's as crazy as you, I want to know how you get that. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. God so loves you and me that he gave his son to die so that we, for all eternity and now, might know the favor, the delight, the admiration, the very love of God.